Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, Michael. How you doing today?
Doing good. Glad to be here.
Enjoying that Florida sun yet?
Oh, man, I go outside for 10 minutes and I'm sweating. It's so hot out here, man. It's brutal. But no, it's all good. I'm enjoying it down here, so.
Well, that's all that matters. I hope you enjoy down there. Get used to being Bucks, Dolphins, and Jaguars fans. But let's talk about some football. The very first thing up we have today on our ticker. We'll start off with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll fill the grapefruit down the plate and let you get us started. Go ahead and talk to me about the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. So, you know, last year, the Eagles Super Bowl champs, they went 13-3. Came in first place, being a little biased against the Eagles. I was actually really surprised and happy for Nick Foles and what he did in the playoffs. I thought that was a remarkable thing. He took over for Carson Wentz after he got hurt, and he played elite. You know, they say nowadays, they say, oh, you need a defense in a running game. You don't need an elite quarterback to win a Super Bowl because, you know, Peyton Manning did it when he was, you know, a little older. Nick Foles just did it. But you might not need an elite quarterback, but you need your quarterback to play elite. And that's exactly what Nick Foles did. It was the most unbelievable two games when he beat the Vikings in the NFC Championship and then winning the Super Bowl. Those unbelievable games I've ever seen from Nick Foles. And credit to him, he won the Super Bowl MVP. Definitely deserved it. Unbelievable. Now, coming on to this year, their defensive line is stacked still. They added Michael Bennett. The rich get richer. You know, the linebacking core, they lost Michael Kendricks, I believe, right? That's correct.
Yep, linebacker.
Yeah. They lost him. You know, the linebacking core is decent, but their front seven, so they still get after the passer. You know, their secondary is good. It's not, I wouldn't say it's amazing. I don't think it's, you know, on that Seattle level, you know, a few years ago. But it's good, and especially when their defensive line is getting after the passer so quick, you know, they're playing elite. You know, because the offensive side of the ball, they've got an incredible offensive line. You know, the receivers are good, not great, but they can run the ball. They got Jay Ajayi, Corey Clement. Darren Sproles is going to come back, and if Carson Wentz is healthy, he's going to make any receiver look great. So, I mean, it's just all around, it's an amazing football team. I don't expect them to go 13-3 again. I think, you know, injuries happen, things happen, and it's tough to repeat. And they're in a really tough division too. You know, the Cowboys, the Giants, the Redskins are all going to be, they're all going to be decent this year. You know, they're going to have a tough schedule. So I think they will win the division again, but I'm thinking maybe more of an 11-5 kind of season. Maybe they won't get all the breaks that they normally did, last year, but no, they're going to be a great team. It's going to be interesting to see how good, you know, Carson Wentz is going to be coming back from the ACL injury, because he's a lot of fun to watch. So, Eagles got something special going.
I'm just going to, you know, tag on to everything you said. You know, I thought you made a good point about the quarterback situation. You know, like, we've seen some bad quarterback play still win a Super Bowl. And two examples that come to mind are Trent Dilfer with the Ravens, and then, like you said, yeah, Peyton Manning at the end of his career when his arm was pretty much shot and, you know, Brock took over, but then he comes back for the Super Bowl. And really the defense got it done. Both those teams, what was the common denominator is they had an outstanding defense with Ray Lewis and the defense for the Ravens, and then that Denver defense with all those guys, Von Miller and you know, Derek Wolfe, all those guys. So I think Nick Foles, you know, even though Peyton Manning obviously is better than Nick Foles, I think just because Peyton Manning was so late in his career that Nick Foles is actually playing at a higher level than Peyton Manning was, you know, because Manning was, like I said earlier, his arm was shot. So I can definitely hear what you're saying. The Eagles have two very good quarterbacks. If things aren't going as well with Wentz. Maybe he's taking a little bit longer than expected or whatever. You know, they have that guy waiting in the stable and Nick Foles who can come in and, you know, take this team to new heights like we've seen last year. I actually saw Charles Clay get interviewed on NFL Network yesterday, and he was talking about it. And he was saying the hardest thing for the Eagles would be, what if Carson Wentz, you know, kind of has a setback and, you know, Nick Foles had to start the first four games. If Nick Foles lit it up the first four games, would the Eagles be okay handing the job back over to Carson Wentz if he won four straight games? You know, and James Jones or Maurice Jones-Drew, they made a good point. They said that the Eagles would have to because Carson Wentz is the future of this organization. And I kind of agree with that. You know, even though Nick Foles is a very good player, you have to play Carson Wentz just because you drafted him so high. He is your future, and you have to get him involved. But I agree with you with the defense, too. The defensive line is on another level. Those guys up front, they get after it. They are going to be brushed in any passer they play against, you know, especially with the addition of Michael Bennett, as long as everything pans out with his off-the-field troubles he had from that Super Bowl, which I kind of feel like is almost like a false accusation anyway. But I agree. I'm right there with you. The Eagles are looking good. I don't think they'll do as well as they did last year because complacency, we always see Super Bowl winners get a little bit complacent. We've even seen Super Bowl winners have a hangover the next year and miss the playoffs. So everything you said, I'm right there with you on this one.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you a reason. I'm gonna give you a reason why Nick Foles will not be the starter next year. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
The offensive coordinator for the Eagles last year was Frank Wright, who just got hired to be the head coach in the Indianapolis Colts. He's a very good coach.
Yep.
I know Doug Peterson's an offensive guy too. But when when system quarterbacks like Nick Foles lose their offensive coordinator, you can see a big dip in their play. So do I think Nick Foles could be, you know, a solid backup? I think he could be in the right system. We see that he can be very good. But I think I think if he does play next year, I think he'll do fine. I'm not going to say he's going to play bad. But I think ultimately Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz. We know he's elite. That's what he is. Nick Foles is a system guy, and one of the main guys from his system is gone. So I just don't see Nick Foles having that same success next year.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it might be a one-and-done thing, you know. That could just be it. You know, he did have that. I think he had, like, 27 touchdowns and, like, two interceptions. Like, he was a Pro Bowler back in, like, I don't know, like.
And then the next season, that Pat Shurmur was offensive coordinator, and then the next season, Pat Shurmur was gone, and we saw Nick Foles going back to playing like Nick Foles. So,
absolutely. I'm pretty much there with you on everything with the Eagles. Let's get to the next topic. Richard Sherman coming off an Achilles injury, serious injury when you are a cornerback who's asked to cover some of the fastest players in the National Football League. Just talk to me about Richard Sherman and how you feel about him coming back from that injury, joining a new team, being – I think they run a similar system. Actually, I think the coach, the defensive coordinator, is his name like Robert Sala or something. I think he used to be a part of the Seahawks organization, so it's a scheme he's familiar with. Just talk to me about Sherman and what do you think he's going to bring to that team, and does he bounce back from that injury?
So Sherman signed a 3-year, $39 million deal that everybody around the league saying is very team-friendly. He actually negotiated it himself, which I thought was really interesting. You know, coming off of Achilles, I just don't know if you could come – if I don't think he's going to come back and be as elite as he was, but I think he can be a reliable corner. You know, before he was injured last year, he was still playing good, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't as good as he has been. He has declined a little bit. I think what he's going to bring to the 49ers is going to be leadership in the secondary.
Absolutely.
Something they've missed a little bit. And, you know, until Jimmy Garoppolo got there, the 49ers were a dumpster fire. So I think that now they got Garoppolo on the offensive side, and now you got Sherman, a Super Bowl winner, should be two-time Super Bowl winner, you know, elite player, a leader, you know, a guy that young players can look up to. I think it's going to help their defense a lot. I think he could be. I think he can come back. I think he'd be good. You know, I don't think he'll be great. I don't think he's going to be able to just. I think you're going to have to play him more against some bigger, physical, slower receivers. I don't think you can match him up against, you know, some of the smaller, faster guys. I just don't know if he'll be able to keep up. But I thought it was a good signing for the 49ers. It's going to be interesting to see if he can come back.
Yeah, I think so too. You get a guy with that that big name and that like kind of like a marquee player swagger. Like you said, former Super Bowl champion. He's always been a zone corner more than a man corner. So he's not like a guy that. I mean, you can put him in one-on-one situations once in a while, but you can't. You really want him to be dropping back in a cover two or a cover three. And just kind of zoning up and reading his area, chucking receiver to the inside and playing an area more so than, you know, manning up underneath on
man
the crossing
man.
Route against us. Yeah, exactly, on a speed receiver. So less cover zero and cover one with Sherman, more cover two, cover three, cover four, and sparingly using him in man. But how does he, when they do call a blitz and he's got a man up, how does he respond? You know, with that Achilles coming back, that's what we're going to find out during the season as things go on. I'm excited to watch him play. I agree with you absolutely. I think, you know, he's a guy that can come in and mentor the young guys and really just help get them together from a leadership standpoint. With all the good momentum they already have, I like the signing too. Really, that's all I got. Is there anything else you want to tack on to that?
Yeah, you know, when he's manning up, they might have to help him over the top with a safety or something. I think he can kind of fit into a similar kind of a Josh Norman role, where Josh Norman, he's elite corner when he's playing in that cover three system, just kind of guards the sidelines. He can stay short. I think it, you know, Sherman can get something like that. Like you said, and he just kind of doesn't worry about a certain area. I think he'd be very good. I don't see him just running with receivers. So he's more of a zone corner now, like you said.
Okay. Last topic, we're going to go with the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, you know, they make some good acquisitions this offseason. Danny Amendola, you know, Frank Gore is a little bit older. Nothing great. They don't make a huge splash. But I can see where Adam Gase and this organization are going. They're trying to get a few pieces here and there and build it to his vision, kind of tailor it to how he feels can be a successful team. But they lose Ndamukong Suh. They lose Jarvis Landry. They lose all these marquee players. Do you think the Miami Dolphins got better this offseason? And do you think they're more competitive on the field or – just talk to me about the Dolphins and what you think is going to happen from these acquisitions / departures.
You know, when you leave or when you lose, you know, elite talents like Ndamukong Suh and Jarvis Landry, it's hard to say that you got better.
Absolutely.
The Ndamukong Suh thing, I don't know if he necessarily fit there. It kind of seemed like he just wanted his money and they were just willing to pay. So I was okay with them losing him. Jarvis Landry's going to hurt. That was Ryan Tannehill's favorite receiver. I think Tannehill's better than Jay Cutler, but I don't think Tannehill's great by any means. It'll be interesting who they do. I think their record is actually going to be better than what you think it will be, simply just because their division is terrible, besides the Patriots. You know,
right.
Buffalo, who's their quarterback. The Jets are, you know, the Jets. The Jets are building something, but they're still very young. I think they can get anywhere to 6 to 9 wins. I think they could even surprise people maybe on a playoff push just because the AFC is not great. But, you know, I don't know. I liked how they drafted Minka Fitzpatrick. Great player, great teammate. You know, they're kind of moving to a culture change, which is something they really need. I like Adam Gase as a coach. It's going to be interesting to see what they do, see if Tannehill could come back. And they had two knee injuries. So see if he could come back, see what they're going to do. You know, they lost Jay Ajayi, too. They traded him away.
Yep.
You know, they got Kenyon Drake back there, you know, running the ball.
Showed some promise at times.
Yeah, you know. It'll be interesting to see what they do come this season. You got anything?
for me, the Dolphins, I'm just worried. You know, Frank Gore is getting older. Yeah, he's been consistent for so long. The dude has been a soldier his whole career. But can he give them anything? You know, Ajayi, obviously, you know, when he got traded, Drake kind of stepped up. But can Gore and Drake fix all the problems that the Dolphins have? Because they were horrible at running the football last year. So that's got to get cured. Defensively, you know, like you said, Sue leaving. That guy brings so much penetration. You know, being a Lions fan, I've seen Sue play for so many years. And the guy flat out can bring it on the defensive line, even if sometimes he does get a bad rap of, you know, freelancing, underperforming, whatever. And then I'm kind of on the fence about the Minka Fitzpatrick acquisition. I agree with you, great player, but I don't know for Miami if that was necessarily the right move. But we'll see. Maybe it ends up panning out because the guy, you know, he played for Nick Saban. All that guy does is pump out pure football players. So, really, with the Dolphins, I probably have them between the 5 and 8 wins range. But we'll see. It's going to be tough for them. I think the Bills are the second in the AFC East. But who knows? You know, anything can happen. Every year we have some teams surprise you. Every year some teams that are supposed to be good again end up flopping. Like I said, we've had Super Bowl hangovers before. I don't think that will happen with the Eagles. But who knows with the Dolphins? You're just going to have to take a wait-and-see approach and see if they can iron out some of the wrinkles they have. But really, that's all I have for the Dolphins. There's not too much to say. You just have to watch it unfold.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm thinking? We should do some division predictions this year. Let's do some podcasts for division predictions. A lot of people would like that. You know, some predicting some records, you know, what place people are going to come in each division. I think that'd be something good.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm definitely down. I got one question to ask you before we wrap up here. Tony Romo has the Jaguars versus the Green Bay Packers. You know, I've been saying the Jaguars. I know you haven't really been high on the Jaguars because you don't like Bortles. So I know where you stand there. Talk to me about the Packers. What do you think about Tony Romo's prediction on the Packers? I think he reached like crazy on that one. Just tell me what you think.
So everybody knows Aaron Rodgers is great. You know, they got a lot of good young guys in the secondary, which is when they struggled lately. But, I mean, the NFC is just so tough, and there's just so many more teams that have more talent than them. Now, I think they're a good football team. If they're in the AFC, I would say definitely. But there's just, I mean, you can look at the Eagles, the Rams, the Saints, the Vikings, the Falcons, the Panthers. Just so many, like, elite defenses that are there too.
Right.
And it's not like they have bad offenses either. I just don't think they're going to be able to match up with some of these elite teams. I think they're going to need Aaron Rodgers to just go off, which we know he can do. But I mean, that's just going to be tough. And I will say, you know, I'm a UCF guy, so I'm not going to say I hate Blake Bortles. I definitely root for him.
Right.
But yeah. But I you know, it's being realistic, it's tough for me to see him winning a Super Bowl.
That's how I felt too. We've talked about in the past on this show about when Aaron Rodgers went down, how depleted the talent they were and how awful they looked. I think you mentioned they're on par with the Browns when Rodgers is out of the lineup. So to hear
there was
him
an overtime
saying,
with the Browns.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But,
so to predict them going to the Super Bowl, I just thought that was a little bit of a stretch. But hey, you know, maybe when things are all said and done, Tony Romo will be the genius. He did play in the NFL for how many years and did it very effectively, but I just think that one might be a little bit off. But I'm John Kuzma. That's all we have today. I appreciate you guys for listening. Have a great day, and check out endzoneblog.com for all your latest news and updates. Michael, you got anything before we
real quick, Betting Blueprint is coming up. We got final drafts. It's getting put up on the website real soon. We got some great betting stuff for you guys. We're going to keep you posted. We're going to tell you all about it. We're going to give you some great information. If you ever want to bet on the NFL next year, come to us. We have the best information for you for the cheapest price. It's going to be amazing. Really excited to share that with you guys. All right. All right, John, great talking to you.
Appreciate it, Michael Gal. Have a good one. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Have a great day.
See ya.